With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The White House is blocking the release of President Biden's special counsel interview audio.
The president has asserted executive privilege over the audio recording of his interview with special counsel Robert Hur about the handling of classified documents. In a letter to GOP lawmakers, the White House counsel says there's no legitimate purpose for Congress to obtain the audio. The special counsel decided against prosecuting the president for keeping sensitive files, but he also embarrassed the 81-year-old Biden by portraying him as an elderly man with poor memory. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Former President Trump's New York criminal trial back in session this morning. The U.S. military has finished construction of a pier. It's meant to get more food aid to starving Palestinians in Gaza. Also at SRNnews.com, Russian President Putin and Chinese President Xi have signed a cooperation agreement. The two leaders are meeting in Beijing. Orville Schell is an Asia Society China analyst. He says Putin and Xi have a long list of shared grievances that bind them together.
Both that they feel disesteemed, disrespected, and they feel as if the outside world has helped dismember their empires. Through color revolutions and through anti-communism and et cetera, and that they are bound deeply in a psychological way by common grievance.
Putin's two-day visit to China comes as his country's forces are pressing an offensive in northeastern Ukraine's Kharkiv region. American soldier Gordon Black, arrested in Russia last week, has pleaded guilty to theft charges and is cooperating with investigators, that according to the Russian state media. And Slovak authorities have charged a man with attempting to assassinate the country's prime minister. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 84 points. This is SRN News. Target tries to split the difference on Pride Month.
The giant retailer has been firmly and loudly committed to the LGBT agenda ever since it opened its women's restrooms to men back in 2016. But last year, a line of transgender apparel aimed at children caused a furious backlash, especially in certain parts of the country. This year, Target says it will celebrate Gay Pride Month with internal events for staff and will market LGBT products only in, quote, select stores. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new survey indicates doctors are prescribing abortion pills to roughly 8,000 women a month on average in states that ban abortion. The Society for Family Planning issued the study on abortion doctors who are seeking to get around pro-life laws. Meanwhile, an additional 8,000 women in states without bans or major restrictions on abortion are receiving pills each month through virtual appointments. This is SRN News. There is a masking controversy in North Carolina.
Republicans in North Carolina are pushing forward with their plan to repeal a pandemic-era law that allowed the wearing of masks in public for health reasons, a move spurred in part by demonstrations against the war in Gaza that have included masked protesters camped out on college campuses. The state Senate approved the bill Wednesday in a party-line vote. Democrats say the law would mean people who masked for their health would violate the law. Republicans say the bill is only focused on people who mask as a means to conceal their identity. The bill now heads to the State House. Keith Peters reporting.
A statue of the late Reverend Billy Graham will be unveiled during a ceremony today at the U.S. Capitol. The 7-foot-tall bronze statue of the famed evangelist will stand in the Capitol's National Statuary Hall, one of two statues representing the state of North Carolina. It depicts Graham gesturing toward an open Bible in his hand. SRN News. Dot com.